The big wireless companies sold you an outdated plan tied to long-term contracts and mystery fees. Simple Mobile's different. You get a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network with no contract, ever. And keep the phone and number you love. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone is compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Standard text, message, and data rates may apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the Neil Haley Show. I would call it a business profile interview. One of the things I talked about in 2019 is we're going to kind of change a lot of what we've done in 10 years, or we've done and tried in the way of creating shows. The way we're going in radio and in podcasting is for subjects that most people don't like to cover. They want to just cover what's hot in the news for the first day or something, or second day. And that's not what people are entertained by. They're entertained by stories. They're entertained by great concepts and excitement. I'm excited to welcome the program, Don Emilio Zeno from Call Centers Plus. How are you, Don? And excited to chat with you. We have worked together. We have a lot of fun little stories that we could tell about each other, but thanks for coming on the show.
I thank you for having me, Neil. It's been quite a while, and since the first time I met you, and you know, when I think back, we've had a lot of pleasurable moments, and I appreciate this interview because I've got a few things I want to share with the public in general, understanding that. I'm very proud to say I'm all about business ethics. And by the way, the customer is not always right. And by the way, I'm not always right. It's a matter of listening, and business is give and take. You can't always take. You have to be able to give in order to receive. Anyways, enough said on that. I'll let you drive.
Exactly. And when I met you, and this is to kind of put over the first question we're going to talk about, you had a show, VIP Business Talk Show, and I was really not even a business person when we first met. I mean, I had a radio show, I had a tutoring business, but I really wasn't in the entrepreneurial game like I am today. So I really watched and listened to you and said, wow, this guy is somebody that had a really, really good show that was able to talk about specifically what was happening in business right now. Even though you're not from the United States, you were able to really talk about what was happening in business in the US and throughout the world. And you had great knowledge and great guests, Don. So that's one thing. But tell us how you kind of got into this whole thing. Tell us a little bit about your sales and marketing skills.
Well, my background is definitely sales and marketing. I've got to confess, I don't have a university marketing degree. I have a self-acclaimed street marketing, which I've paid the price, I've paid the dues, and I cater mostly to the small business people, entrepreneurs, that cannot afford the large marketing houses, you know, at $300-$400 an hour type of thing. So a lot of the small business people come to me for advice on how to set up their sales force, how to, you know, cold call, how to use call centers. And of course, I specialize in call centers. I've been in the call center business now precisely 20 years, since 1998, and on my own since 2003 as president founder of CallCentersPlus.com, Call Centers Plus, and I keep repeating it, centers spelled with an S, and it's spelled the American way. Now, why you mentioned something that intrigues me, yes, you're absolutely right. 90% of my business still comes from the States. I only happen to live in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, but make no mistake, 90% of the business comes from the United States of America. And as much as at times, you know, people complain about Americans, you know, being the big bullies and so on, America's been very, very good to me in the last 20 years. It's made me a lot of money, and I take this opportunity to say thank you, America, for, seeing something in me. So,
Yeah, and that's the important thing. And you made a great point about specifically America and the United States and opportunity. And yes. Opportunity is what is all about business. Somebody has an idea and could try to come up with a great idea and go for it. And there's some that fail and some that do well. And that's what makes an entrepreneur. Somebody that takes a risk, a calculated risk, mm-hmm. you know, evaluates it and does it. And so many people fail in entrepreneurship. So kind of explain, you know, in so many ways how you're able to take business opportunities and say, this looks like a great opportunity, and how you weigh those opportunities when you're marketing for a company.
Well, Neil, you know, we met through the VIP Business Talk Show 6-7 years ago, and you have to appreciate that the majority of business people would never ever get a chance to be on any talk show in the prior years. I'm talking about terrestrial radio, which I've done for about 2.5 years with my own show. And so I saw a niche in, you know, wanting to have this own show of mine in order to be able to promote the small and medium-sized business people who are not necessarily your rich and famous celebrities like you're accustomed to doing. And that's how we met, because you were interviewing rich and famous people and I was interviewing your general run-of-the-mill entrepreneurs. And then we sort of saw a plausible partnership, and that's why we're still here doing business together 6 years later.
And that's so key. And your right point about it is that we were interviewing. And that's an interesting thing, because we get to learn from so many people. And that's, you talked about your sales and marketing skills, and we're going to have to go into more detail, your experience in Call Centers Plus, but getting to interview all those people on VIP Business Talk Show, even though they weren't the rich and infamous or famous, world famous people that I have gotten the opportunity to interview, even at weeks that, you know, where I'm really so busy, I don't have even time for celebrities because I'm a celebrity myself, like interviewing someone from LA Law, one of the best shows ever. That'll be Friday on my show. And then when I have work with NBC, I'm very choosy about who are my guests on the show. They got to be quite interesting. And that's where I talked about how I even evaluated in a radio business for 10 years, what really people want. It's not always the celebrity. It's always the story. Tell us, you know, you learned a lot from interviewing people too, right? In your years in radio as well. You learned things that could help these small businesses or medium-sized businesses that have no marketing skills at all. They just have maybe some money to throw at it and an idea and really make it go forth.
Well, basically when I approach people in the past, I asked them a point blank question. Are you satisfied with the amount of business that you have on hand? And they look at me as if to say, this guy's weird. Of course not. Nobody's satisfied. We always want more. It's not necessarily greed. It's called ambition. We want more. We want to grow our business. All right. So how do you grow your business? And that's where they stare at you like a deer in a headlight, you know? So what happens is that I say, all right, do we have a small budget of some kind, like even $1,000 just to get you started and kind of feel the waters? And if it works for you, you'll come back to me and say, Don, it worked. I'm happy. I got some prospects. I got a client. I got a sale. And then, of course, they'll come back and say, all right, where do we go from here? Well, the sky's the limit. And then, you know, when they hear about guys like you, Neil Haley, with, you know, syndicated across 100 and circa 30 stations across USA, well, that impresses the bejesus out of them, because I never was that popular like you.
Right, right. And it's very interesting that I had that syndication even before I really hit the big time celebrities. And yeah. So, and the celebrities come and the celebrities go, but I will always have that audience. And we have found ways of creating new audiences. One of the discussions I was with my board this week, we're talking about, well, expansion for my radio show and television show. Well, we need to utilize a lot of our social media experience as the best digital marketers out there in the world to say, let's take this to the next level. Let's take this stage to the next level with shows that I'm bringing on board. And a lot of it has to do with your advice. I mean, we're bringing in Files Disclosure on this network. And if you check out my Facebook page, just our pilot show is over 2,000 views already. And I haven't even gotten into every different UFO group out there. It's a niche environment now. People don't want to hear the same old on the radio. Even I hate to say this when I do these 8-minute celebrity interviews. Yeah, it's fine. I've interviewed that person. But ultimately, it's the same old. It can't be. And so when we talk about marketing and we talk about business, it's got to be something different. And that's where you take those opportunities, Don. You don't always go to a business and say, you're like everyone else down the street. You're not going to work with them. You want something niche, right?
Agreed. Agreed. So, you know, with the powers that be, I mean, terrestrial radio stations still have a stronghold in the radio business. Don't forget, they've been around for 90 years now. And, but make no mistake, the future of radio is internet. That is the future of radio. And it's just a matter of a couple more years. And a lot of these terrestrial radio stations have integrated into internet. Why? Because people, unfortunately, don't like to listen to live radio anymore, like rushing home or, you know, rushing in their cars in order to listen to live radio. What they want to do is to be able to listen to an archived show at their leisure, whether it be right after dinner, 2 o'clock in the morning, where you got a lot of the older people my age that suffer from insomnia. So what do? You get up and instead of staring at the ceiling and you listen to Neil Haley for about a half an hour. That'll put you to sleep. I'm kidding, by the way.
No, but I think we're going back. And if we look at history of radio, that how it used to be like a fireside chat. It wasn't about the most outrageous news. It was about a story. And we're going back to the days in the 40s and 50s where it was all about stories people were listening on the radio. They weren't really listening to the news like how these talk shows where people just spew crap out every second. Mm-hmm. They listened to fireside chats. So that's where I think the podcast and also radio where we have a conversation, not, okay, it's time to take a break. No, let's have a story. And that's where I think social media and all these different things, radio will never die. It's just going to have a different life span, and it's very interesting. So let's go really quickly to what was your most successful business venture today. Would you say it's Call Centers Plus, or do you have another story?
I would say Call Centers Plus, because that was the bridge which allowed me to go out and seek out new opportunities. And by the way, the radio was really a complimentary service that I identified 12 years ago when I started on terrestrial radio. Because of the fact that people needed something extra in order to podcast on their website. So, for example, I'd go up to someone and say, listen, for as little as $1,000, I'm talking about 12 years ago, things may have changed now, for as little as $1,000, I'll be able to do a 30-minute interview on you and podcast it and put it on your website. Well, guess what? While people are listening to that interview, they'll be able to stay on your website a little longer than your average 3.25 minutes, which is a proven figure that I didn't make up, but a standard figure of the amount of time people will stay on any website. Because let's face it, there are literally billions of websites out there at all times. B as in Bob, mind-boggling. So if people take the time to listen to the podcast, it's because you're offering them valuable information. And then while they're listening to the podcast, they'll be able to multitask and, you know, again, peruse your website or do some accounting or look at something else. So I really, truly believe in the power of internet radio. And that's why I moved into it 10 years ago. I was a little ahead of my time. As you know, I owned and operated VIP internet radio, and I had spent a lot of money, to be perfectly honest with you, but I didn't have the experts to guide me into the future, guys like you. I mean, I've only met you 6 years ago, and we have other projects on hand. But now I really, really feel that our partnership will go a long way. Yeah, I really do.
And I believe that too. And I think it's a learning experience, and it's a very interesting experience. And what I've done is interview so many people, and I've learned, well, what is important in doing this? Is that we doing this for fun, or are we doing this to make money and make
No. As a matter of fact, you know, there's a few people. Actually, I just one guy that I know. Hey, Don, when you're gonna bring back your? I'm done. I don't wanna be a host any longer. I now want to be able to co-produce shows with guys like you and other people. And believe it or not, I want to be able to sell advertising. And I want to talk about advertising because it's very important. Folks, forgive my radio face, but I'm trying to be funny. But here's what I'm saying. I mean, everybody loves content. But who's going to pay for content if you don't have advertising sponsors? This is where it's the question of the ages. Why do people complain all the time? Oh, cripe. Advertising. Well, you know what? You need advertisers, and advertisers are proud to be able to go and get that people traffic. And this is where we can prove to the people using IP information and say, hey, the Neil Haley Show commands a minimum of 300,000 real listeners per week. So if you want to advertise on his network, here's what we can do for you. And if you don't like your conventional way of advertising, like, you know, 15-second or 30-second commercials. Well, we can do a live commercial where Neil Haley is saying, by the way, this segment of the Neil Haley Show is being brought to you by callcentersplus.com. Callcentersplus.com, center spelled with an S. And guess what? That is perpetual. That is long-lasting. That it can never be erased because Neil Haley did what we call live commercial.
That's why, and it's on podcasting everywhere in different situations.
And very powerful.
And then the other thing that we offer, which again, most people cannot do social media. I'll keep talking about this again. Most people cannot do social media. My following is gigantic, and it's not to the point where we're using skin and things like that. That's the only people that have a bigger following than me, and you know why they're watching it and listening to it or following it. But I'm providing great content and have a great following, and we're going to be posting so that you get X amount of impressions as well. So when you advertise on the Neil Haley Network, you're going to get the social media, you're going to get the YouTube, you're going to get everything, all the ball of wax in one interview or a sponsorship. And that's exciting. And that's stuff that, again, through our venture with trying to invigorate VIP internet radio, we evaluated, Don and I, that I'm worth more than them. And it's because of what I've done and the work I've put in. Really quickly to show that there's these fly-by nighters. Here's my description of my show independently versus the other people that have their own show. If you're not making money in your show, stop doing it. And this is what I talked about in professional wrestling. When I would go and get paid to do every show and sell merchandise, and guys were working for free, I said, what are you doing it for? Well, the same thing here. If you're going to put so much time and effort into a marketing plan that's providing you and not bringing any money, it's not worth it. And throughout my 10 years, I've made money in radio. I'm very proud of it, and I know they'll make more. And that's the entrepreneurial mindset of where we're going. So let's jump really quickly into now, you know, your whole life, Call Center Plus, VIP Internet Radio, interviewing very interesting people to, you know, hitting the pavement. You have written a book. Can you tell us about that?
I will, but before that, I just want to make one thing clear for our listeners and future listeners. From here on, you are the host. I mean, I'm not embarrassed to say it. I'm 20 years older than you, and I want to be able to say, Neil is definitely the guy that I'm proud of that will be able to take my dream to the next level. I no longer seek fame. I do still want fortunes, but I don't seek fame. And I'm not saying that you're seeking fame, but
I would tell you that I've really taken a step back as well. I mean, I can interview celebrities all day long.
Because of that reputation, I found the guy that's going to take my dream of the yesteryears of wanting to be a radio host at the next level. If you understand what I'm saying.
Oh,
I'm satisfied with that. So I want to work with you in co-producing new shows where people that have budgets, which allow us to co-produce their shows like Victor Vigiani, you know, Files of the Disclosure Agency. And of course, I want to be able to help with the advertising sponsorship sales because I know the radio business. I know how it works. I know how advertising works. And folks, you got to believe me. It's like the famous saying I've always had. You can have a restaurant that costs you $5 million to build, but you're in the middle of a forest out in the boondocks. Nobody knows where it is. How long do you think that restaurant will survive? And that's easy to say.
It's absolutely true. You've got literally
tens of thousands of restaurants in any major city across North America. If you don't advertise that you exist, how the heck do you want people to come and try your food and take it from there?
And the thing that you bring to the table is that we have three different areas of broadcast. I'd say four different areas of broadcasting, and maybe five. We talk about just social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and promoting your business on that. Then you talk about YouTube as a channel. And then after you go through YouTube, then you're going to talk about podcasting. You're going to talk about terrestrial radio, and you're going to talk about internet radio. And I'm an expert in all these areas. And that's the difference. The difference is you go on another show. Yeah, you're on my show at XYZ station in Chicago or New York or LA.
Absolutely.
But they're forgetting about you. And what we want to bring to the table is something that I remember a guy that offered me a contract last year had a great idea. Let's make it infomercial in certain ways, but entertaining. Well, guess what? He did nothing. And that's always, we get these flyby-ites, throw you a contract saying, hey, by the way, and guess what? They're full of you know what. And that goes back to the video that we started the show before our interview that will be playing on all the networks. And I want to address that at the end. So let's jump really quickly next to our next thing about you writing a book.
Well, the book, don't get scared, folks, but here's the book title. It's called I'll Tell You If I Can. We're launching it next month on Kindle Amazon. And it's an autobiography of the most interesting life that I've had as far back as I can remember, which was, believe it or not, 1 year old. And it has to do with growing up in the 60s and having to do, for example, with my childhood insecurities due to obesity, which is a major, major problem in North America nowadays. 60 to 70% of North Americans are obese by medical charts. I'm one of them as I sit here right now and, you know, admit that. But it stems from, you know, childhood disciplines, et cetera, et cetera. And I talk about that and how it molded me. And I'm just giving you a few hints what made me the character that I am. And also appreciate, Neil, as you know, I'm multilinguistic. I'm fluent in four languages, English, French, Italian, and Spanish with no accents. And that is my blessing from God or the university degree I never had, where I'm able to communicate quite well with most people from across the planet. And that's why I felt the need to write the book. And it's quite interesting, but I don't want to spend too much time. You'd have to
That's another interview for the network, and that's the exciting thing. And again, you're listening and watching the Neil Haley Network. It's interesting that I named my own network. It goes back to my good friend G.J. Reynolds, where used to be called the Beach Lifestyle Show that went to Simply G Radio Network. The Neil Haley Network just has a good ring because everyone still thinks of me as education. Some people think of me as celebrity, but I am the only guy out there that can interview anyone. It doesn't matter who the person is, and that is what Don Zeno will talk about more and more. And it just starts with areas that I don't have the greatest expertise in, but I'm able to listen and ask the next question. Now, this is one that shocked me. And when I first heard this, you know, and now I'm going down this venture and this road with UFOs, I had a guy today in Pittsburgh post something he saw a UFO. I'll have to make sure I tag you in something and say, speak to this guy, because Don Zeno is not the expert, but he's trying to be a ufologist. But what the guy we have as a ufologist is phenomenal, and the expert that we're going to have on the network is going to be interesting. But tell us why you're so passionate about UFO-related subject matters.
Well, it started off as a child, again, which I talk about in the book. I was a mere 5 years old when we started off with things like The Outer Limits, you know, Star Trek, things of that nature. I was fascinated. But I think it comes from within because, and I still have this good habit, I call it a good habit, at 64 years young pretty soon, where before going to bed, I need to look at the sky as if I'm looking for some answers, and then I go to bed. And I can't go to bed unless I take a peek out the window every night. I've been doing this like for the last 55, 60 years. Unbelievable. And I'm just fascinated. I have a profound belief that we are not alone in this vast universe, if you know what I'm saying. And I'm well connected because when I took an interest in ufology many years ago, I read up and saw many YouTube videos, read many books on the subject matter. And of course, family and friends said one flew over the cuckoo's nest, you know, because they say, Don, how could you be serious? I hope you don't talk about this in public or when doing business. No, I don't. Business is one thing. And remember, UFOs will not pay bills. Good business will pay bills. Always remember that. In other words, you got to be well grounded. And ufology, by the way, has nothing to do with religions of any kind or God, because in my book, there's one God. All right. And call him whatever you want, or him or her or the universe. There's only one God, okay? So let's not mix. But right. There are, according to Steve Hawking, there are literally billions of planets in our vast universe, and now they're proving that there are multi-universes, blah, blah, blah. It's mind-boggling. You couldn't even start to imagine and figure out what's what, but... I know that we've been visited by so-called ETs, extraterrestrials. We've made contact, and shadow governments are doing a damn good job up to now in the last 100 years, to say the least, to keep that a secret, because it has to do with point zero energy controls. Where you know, everything is surrounded by the banking cabals, petrodollars, and so on and so forth. I don't want to get heavy because then people are going to say, okay, Don, who are you? Are you a call center consultant, or are you some, you know, ufologist that is trying to compete with the... No. I just have an interest in ufology, and I happen to produce. And by the way, it's a go. Remember I told you on the French side, here in Montreal, there's a guy that's known as the Jacques Vallée of the Quebec side, and it's François C. Bourbeau, we finally got him on radio. He'll be starting his radio show very, very shortly. I've been working with a local radio company, and it took me 7 months to close this deal, back and forth, back and forth. We, you know, we had to cross the T's and dot the I's. Why? Because that's the way business works. You know, it's going to be a win-win situation. And Borbo is a class act. I mean, this guy's phenomenal in terms of his knowledge about paranormal and ET matters. And I like that. I'm fascinated by that. You know, and like, just like when I joke around with family and friends, I say, listen, guys, do you have a hobby? He says, yeah, we you know, we do this, we do that. Well, so do I. After hours, I like to chase UFOs, and it's cheaper and safer than chasing women at my age. You know what I'm saying? So they say, okay, we get your point. All right, so keep up as long as you enjoy it. I do. And you know what? I'm hoping for one thing, and may God hear my prayers. I'm hoping to be alive when disclosure is forthcoming years away, no longer 50 years from now. I believe that within the next 5 to 10 years, governments will have no choice but to disclose the fact that we've been in contact with ETs, other life forms from other planets, etc. They're not going to disclose everything because it's too dangerous for us to know everything. And there's things that I can say on air, which I will share with you in private, Neil, and I'll give you a little hint. NORAD, N-O-R-A-D, which are very familiar, you know, as per name. And these people that, you know, when they contact you, if they think you're a loser of some kind, or if they think you're a wacko or a dangerous person, believe me, they would not contact you and give you certain information.
All right, we're gonna take a quick, short commercial break and play a recent interview you did, and you can tell us who you interviewed.
Right, okay. Thank you, Neil. I appreciate it.
You should just tell us who you interviewed, Don.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I interviewed in my car on my iPhone, and it was instinctive. It was like, what's the word? Impulse. Forgive, I'm an Aries, and one of my pet peeves is that I've got an impulsive behavior. It was Jacques Denis, ex-president founder of Garda Quebec Security. He's the one that founded Garda Security way back in 1977, and he happens to be my godfather. And let the interview explain the rest, please.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Don Emilio Zeno, co-producer and promoter for the Files of the Disclosure Agency. I'm here on the road with a very dear friend of mine, actually happens to be my godfather, very proudly, as he was the president founder of Garda Quebec Security Company, which sold out at his retirement age, 1999. He sold out to Garda World for a hefty amount of money. And I've got him right next to me in my automobile. And it's funny, we started talking about UFOs and extraterrestrials, because he knows that I believe in that phenomenon, and I'm involved in it with the Files of the Disclosure Agency. And I just wanted to take a chance and pick his mind and see what he feels about the whole phenomenon. So please welcome Mr. Jack H. Denis. Hey, Jack, how are you?
I'm very pleased to be here with you, Emilio, and I'm very interested in talking about your subject matter. Mm-hmm. Although I never experienced any kind of UFOs or of any kind, but it's always a mystic for me, and I like to talk about it to answer the questions that you may ask.
Tell me something. Have you listened to our pilot show?
Yes, indeed. I have listened a couple. In fact, I found it very, very interesting.
Interesting, right?
Oh, indeed.
Are you proud of me?
I'm always proud of you, but this this particularly episode was very, very pleasant and very interesting and rewarding.
Tell me something. I guess for our friends out there, I'm not going to call you Mr. Denis because they know you're my godfather. So, Uncle Jack, tell me something. Do you believe that, like most people, in the existence? You've already stated that, but why is that belief system so so real in your case? That's what I want to know.
Well, again, I don't have any proof, but I've been listening and I've been reading about different options, and I really believe there are out there another existence, another planet of some sort, where planet Earth is not alone in this world. There's other planets, as we know, but I do believe that there are another civilization somewhere. And eventually, with time, we'll know more about all this, because the more we read about it or hear about it, the more people are getting interested into this situation, into this matter. I think that we'll have proof in the matter within the next, I would say, 5, 10, 15 years at the very most. Mm-hmm. Just a matter of time.
Well, thank you, Uncle Jack, for this great testimonial. And folks, for the rest of you, I encourage you to keep on listening to Files of the Disclosure Agency, hosted by Victor Vigiani and his kind co-host, Neil Haley. And feel free to contact us anytime should you have any opinions, comments, suggestions, and or a need for advertising, because I take care of that department as well. Yeah, you advertising sponsors out there, we've got tens of thousands of listeners every week, and it could be a good place for you to, you know, attract people for your goods and services. Well, thank you kindly, and thank you, Neil, for allowing this spot to come on. Thank you very much.
We're back to the Neil Haley Show and the special business spotlight section event. I call it now the Get the Total Spotlight Show is back. A lot of things I bring back years later because I had the ideas that I listened, oh, you should just do it as one brand. No, if you have a mindset, you just want one radio show. I want a network. I want a network of stations and all over the world and a network of platforms. And that's what we're trying to build here with the Neil Haley Network. Now let's try to jump into the next last question. Where can people reach you should they want to hire you as a consultant or any expertise simply wanting to advertise on future Files of Disclosure Agency radio shows or anything involving Files of Disclosure Agency radio?
Well, first of all, my website is callcentersplus.com, center spelled with an S, callcentersplus.com, or merely call me at area code 450, number 668-6857. Once again, that number, 450-668-6857. And I'll gladly, or look me up through Facebook or even LinkedIn. And I must confess, I was very, very strong in social media, Neil, as you know. And 7 months ago, I got hacked. And I'm not going to get into those details, but I did get hacked. And I was in a hiatus for about 7 months. And now I've restarted my Facebook and my LinkedIn account because, you know, you need social media nowadays, of course. And I'm slowly rebuilding my so-called friendships. So,
all right. Now our last break before we end the show, and I think we should come back from that interview really quickly, or that quick short video, kind of take us what this video is going to be about. Then let's play it and come back with one question before we say goodbye.
Right. Thank you, Neil. I've never done this sort of thing, and I felt the need to a consumer alert because people have to stop going around screwing people. And I'm referring to a public company that goes under the present name of Enterra Corporation, E-N-T-E-R-R-A Corporation.com. And they've been accused by various people of misleading, fraudulent type practices for the longest time. And they used to operate under a previous company, VinCompass, where V-I-N Compass, C-O-M-P-A-S-S, whereby a lot of people were disgruntled. They've lost money. They haven't delivered on their written promises. And as a public company, you cannot state something and not do it. That is viewed as a fraud of some kind. Now, I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a cop of any kind, but you cannot do that. And people have to stop bilking people's monies. You've got to earn money, not steal it from their pockets. So I took it upon myself to do something that was that's never been done before. And thanks to you, Neil, and I appreciate it because some other people wouldn't have had the guts to allow me to do something like that, if right. You know what I'm saying.
So let's go ahead and play this short video.
Sure.
Happy New Year, folks. Today is January 7, 2019. I'm Don Emilio Zeno, president and founder of CallCentersPlus.com. CallCentersPlus.com, centers spelled with an S. And the purpose of this video is to notify, warn people that may have sustained certain losses or felt that they were defrauded in many ways, when having to deal with a company called the Enterra Corporation, E-N-T-E-R-R-A Corporation, formerly VinCompass. Especially VinCompass, it was brought to my attention that there have been numerous investors that have been defrauded because of misleading promises, etc., etc. Again, I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a police officer. That said, we have legal that's on standby pending a police report, which is being completed this week by certain authorities. And then we are going to summon the alleged perpetuators, Enterra Corporation, VinCompass, and they'll have to do some serious answering as to why they did what they did, which spells total non-business ethics, fraudulent type activities in the past. So we want to put a stop to that. And thanks to social media, why not? People have to stop screwing other people. They've got to earn money, not screw it, you know, out of their pockets. All right. So if you case you want to ever speak to me, anyone, especially the Enterra Corporation people, you can call me 450-668-6857. Thank you for caring.
Wow, Don, it really kind of speaks to how tough the situation has been with the work ethic that you put into this company to make it a launch and success, even bringing me on board to be involved with this and then this to happen. It's disappointing to me. I've heard certain things from colleagues on my side where I was looking to promote it, and I was promoting it as well to see that some company would go out and do something to somebody like this. It's just, it's travesty.
Well, let me one last thing, because you brought that point up. I wouldn't be doing any of this if I didn't have the solid facts, which I've presented to our local Canadian RCMP and, you know, police forces. And when they saw the proofs on hand, they said, all right, we know you're serious. You're not just some bum off the street who may have lost a few dollars and are coming to complain to us. No, it's a question of having invested, you know, 15 months into the making. And I personally feel that these people took our raison d'être, our business plans. They've asked us to do numerous financial statements over and over again in order to embellish their shell company. In other words, they cleaned out their shell in order to perpetuate some other deal. That, to me, is pure fraud. Anyways, I'm going to let the securities commissions, because as a matter of fact, the reason why I couldn't do this interview yesterday, I'm meeting people that flew in that have contacts with the American Securities Commission in order to speed up the process. And they're meeting me tomorrow in order to get the plausible facts and so on and so forth. And this is why I thank you, Neil, for, you know, advancing this interview. And I thank you for everything else, really.
You're welcome. So everyone needs to go to callcentersplus.com. That's callcentersplus.com. Check out Don and all the different social media aspects. And thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you very, very much, Neil. All the best.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
The big wireless companies sold you an outdated plan tied to long-term contracts and mystery fees. Simple Mobile's different. You get a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network with no contract, ever. And keep the phone and number you love. Just text the word BYOP to 611-611 to see if your phone is compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Standard text, message, and data rates may apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.